I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1929. That was the day that Police Chief Orville Ederholt was shot and killed at a camp of striking textile workers in Gastonia, North Carolina. The textile mills had fallen on hard times in the late 1920s. During World War I, demand for cloth for uniforms had sent the industry booming. But at the end of the war, orders dried up. Then, to make matters worse, new fashion trends had women wearing shorter skirts, further cutting demand. In response, the mill owners at the Lorry Mill began what was called the stretch out. They laid off numerous workers and demanded that those who remained worked faster, without raising wages, or in many cases, cutting workers' pay. The National Textile Workers Union recognized that these conditions made it an ideal time to begin organizing in the South. The Lorry Mill was the largest in the state. On April 1st, 1,800 workers went out on strike. The company responded by evicting strikers from company housing and hiring deputies to harass picketers. As tensions escalated, Police Chief Ederholt, along with some of his officers and company-hired guns, went to a workers' camp. When Ederholt was shot and killed by an unknown person, the police arrested dozens of strikers. 16 eventually stood trial, but no one was convicted. Then, in September, Ella Mae Wiggins, a popular speaker who wrote songs for the strikers, was shot and killed at a workers' rally. The union lost its fight, and North Carolina remains one of the lowest unionized workforces in the nation.
They labored in the textile factories from early morning till close.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryintwo.com.